Point number two, this question of ER positivity in HER2. I mean, I talked about it again and again. There are clearly ER positive, HER2 positive tumors, but they're not the typical ER positive tumors. They are ERPR low. They're what we used to traditionally consider the 10 femtomole or less range that don't respond well to hormonal manipulation. It is rare. It is there. You see the occasional patient, but it is rare where they are truly HER2 amplified and they have high ERPR. That's very rare.
Seems like particularly they have low PR.
Right. And so you know the study that came out last year at ASCO, we did a mini study looking at blockade of EGFR and found out that there was a unique sensitivity in the ER-positive, PR-negative group. At the same time we were presenting that data, Ken Osborne's group presented data on 44,000 patients they had long-term follow-up on. And then for a couple of thousand, they had more recent data where they were looking at HER1 and HER2. What they found was that this ER-positive, PR-negative subgroup is really a unique subgroup that behaves differently. They do not do well with hormonal manipulation, and they appear to be much more likely to have high HER1 and high HER2 levels. So it appears like it's being driven by peptide hormone instead of steroid hormone pathways. They don't respond as well to the hormonal manipulation.
And I guess there's been this thought that in the past that, quote, they don't respond well to tamoxifen.
Right.
And maybe they do to AIs. And now it sounds like people are questioning that, too.
You and I learned that the ER-positive, PR-positives were the most responsive to the hormonal. That's certainly true. But that the ER-positive, PR-negative were simply on the continuum of the hormone receptor positives and that they responded perhaps a little less. Turns out that they don't look like they respond well at all. That's not a little less, it's a lot less. And I would refer the listeners to the study from the Baylor group. But Ken Osborne came out last year in the JNCI, and it is very robust data because there's such huge numbers that they followed. And this ER-positive, PR-negative group, they have larger tumors, they have higher growth fractions, and they do poorly long-term.